let's just follow this in the coming weeks and months, just the way we followed the swine flu, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, the IRS treatment of, you know, applicants for nonprofit status, the spying on reporters, the AP and Fox and Cheryl Atkinson, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And let's just see where they really end up. Do they really end up anywhere? No, they don't end up anywhere. And that's part of my work, you know, as a journalist, to point this out to people. They don't end up anywhere. And so some people take this as a sign that I'm not on board with the whatever the standard alternative news is supposed to be.
Right.
See?
Yeah.
Because if I were, then I would be elevating Snowden to some great position in the sky. But what I'm saying is, no, you don't understand. These stories don't have an ending, don't you see? They've never had an ending. And you can go back as far as you want to in history, and you will see that. And so this is what you have to learn. This is sort of the meta level of understanding of information in the news. These stories don't have an ending. And there's a reason for that. And that's why you have to understand what mind control really is and what hypnosis really is and what a trance really is in order to really get a perspective on what the news really is.